Let's have a look at the Quaddie Leagues with Nadia. Good morning, Nadia.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. First leg of the Quaddie Race, 6 scratch to 13, 14 and 15. Four of a kind at $4.20. Equal favourite with Lancaster Sound at $4.20.
Well, I'm just going to stick with number 2, Lancaster Sound. It rated particularly highly when it was able to win last time out. Top panel aboard, good draw. Does have the weight to lump, but this is off of a very high minimum of 58.5. So, you know, it's only 2.5 kilos over the minimum. So it looks hard to beat for mine. I've got the 3 in as the danger to it, Ranger Frank. I think this horse represents value on the rating it ran to first up. 12 for third, 4 of a kind, is likely to take improvement through the preparation. Best form is good enough to prove competitive. And then the 4 Side Street. I've gone 2, 3, 12 and 4, race 6.
Race 2 is a listed race. It's the feature, the City of Marion Stakes over the 1,200 metres. Scratchings are clear and, in fact, you can scratch Prophet's Thumb, who's heading to Moonee Valley this afternoon. But too good, too hard. Consistent galloper, Philip Stokes, really happy with her this afternoon. She does look tough to beat in this feature race, Nadia. Are you with too good, too hard?
Well, this comes down to price for me, Gareth. Look, I do think she's a little under at the current market price, even though I've got her rated as the most likely winner. Her performance she ran to last time out is good enough to win this. But if you look at her SP profile, she went around at a big price and it was a straight race at Group 3 level. So that's just a little query I've got, whether she can run to that type of figure around the bend. But she does look particularly well placed in this, and she is the most likely winner. So the 5 goes on top. The 4 Tequila Time I've got in as the danger, who is racing quite well this preparation. 7 for third, I Remember You, represents really good value for mine at the current market price. Some of her current runs have been quite good and she'll be suited by this lightning hot speed that they'll run along to in this. And then out to number 10, One More Jack. I've gone 5 from 4, 7, 10, race 7.
Okay, let's have a look at race number 8. This is the third leg of the Quaddie, benchmark 64 over the 1,600 metres. Scratch 4, 5 and Little Hanks at $5 in an open race. There's a few chances here. Tiganello at $5.50. Wiley Old Coyote at $9, given a chance. Cash and Checks at $5.50. Rapid Razor at $8. Stan the Caddy at $7.50. Are the horses under double figures, Nadia?
Yeah, look, as far as this race is concerned, I'm putting the 2 Tiganello in as the winner of the race. It was able to run first up from a break in a race at Murray Bridge, and on that occasion was able to win after getting a heap of gear changes. I quite like the way it performed on that occasion. It was heavily supported in betting, ran top 10 sectionals from the 600-metre home, so it'll take benefit out of the run. I'm happy to put the 2 on top. I've got the 9 in as the danger here, Stan the Caddy, who did run well first up and is likely to improve through the preparation. 8 Rapid Razor, next pick, who's racing consistently. And then I've gone out to number 12 in the race, Love from Lucy, who I think will improve. Usually takes a run or two to really hit her straps, but she looks well placed in this. 2 from 9, 8 and 12 in race 8.
Okay, and let's have a look at race number 9 at Morpheville this afternoon. Benchmark 68 over the 1,200 metres. Scratch the 3, 4, 5, 9 and 11. And Tully's Gold's the $3 favourite. Hearty Lass at $4.60. Tony McAvoy did say that A10 will be his best chance there today at Morpheville, and she's been in good form. Well, she's first up this preparation, but he's happy with her at home. And then La Vita's next best at $9. Poised to Rain also given a chance there at $6.50, Nadia.
Yeah, look, I'm putting number 6 or 10 on top. I do think this horse looks really well placed in this race. It ran one first up last preparation. It's good enough to win this. They'll go at a fair tempo, and the 10's probably going to settle about third, fourth in the run. So I've got it on top of the 10, Maiden Milan, who is well over the odds at that price. It's rated to a winnable level at its past 2. Number 1, Tully's Gold, next pick, who looks very progressive. This is the big improver out the race, and it's got good upside. And then I've gone out to the 8 La Vita, next pick. I've gone 6 from 10, 1 and 8 in race 9.
All right, then play of the day, best bets, value bet, and also a quaddie, if that's okay, Nadia.
Well, my best bet, it'll come through in race 2. In this race, I'm quite keen on the 5 Hasta La Fiorente. So race 2, number 5, the best. The horse at odds, maybe we can have something on back pocket, race 5, number 8. And our quaddy today, we've got to go very deep. We'll go 2, 3, 4, 8, 12, the first leg. 1, 4, 5, 7, 10 in the second. We'll then go 1, 2, 8, 9, 10 in the third leg. And 1, 6, 8, 10 and 13 in the last.
Good luck, Nadia. Thanks for that.
Thank you.
There's Nadia Horn there. Now, just recapping the best.